RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, it's Stephen Stepslow, host of Song 2 and also host of Sunny Side Up, the breakfast show on Today Radio. In this week's Song 2 episode, we are foregoing silly headwear, possibly ill-advised cultural appropriation, and the gnawing doubt that the flak JK got at the time of Jamiroquai's most obvious success was perhaps a little unfair. Sure, the headlines grabbed in the early noughties were not great, but Jamiroquai's tunes stand up incredibly well today. None more so than Too Young to Die, the second cut lifted from the 1993 album Emergency on Planet Earth. Jamiroquai is perhaps best known for a unique blend of funk, acid jazz and soulful melodies that was hugely popular in the late 90s and early noughties. One of their undeniably greatest hits is the song Too Young to Die, which was released in 1993. Yep. 1993. The song's title may sound like a morbid statement, the fear of war and death due to political machination, but the lyrics of the song speak of something entirely different. While the sometime headdress-wearing frontman JK was sending songs, demos and clips to various record companies, he wrote the album's first track, When You Gonna Learn, after taking inspiration from Native American and First Nation peoples and their philosophies, also drawing from his anger toward the shooting of elephants he had seen while watching a television program. It was no surprise then that the track was labeled a protest song on what many thought was a protest record. At its core, Too Young to Die is a song about taking risks and enjoying life to the fullest. The song conveys a profound message to its listeners that life is too short to waste, and thus one must live it to the fullest while they still possibly can. Fitting in with the environmentally conscious Emergency on Planet Earth album's themes, this song transcends its anti-war message and encourages compassion for the Earth and all its beings. JK explained to the melody maker, Too Young to Die is an anti-war song, yeah, but it's not just about people. It's about all forms of life, the animals, the trees, the planet itself. They're all too young to die. But that's exactly what's going to happen if we don't start treating the world properly. You'd better believe it, man. Critics have noted and acclaimed the layers of instrumentation on Emergency on Planet Earth, including its horn and string arrangements, and of course, the didgeridoo. Christopher Dawes of Melody Maker would go on to say of JK's touch points, Stevie Wonder and Aaron Neville were the instant references. Entertainment Weekly described the album as helping the band turn out gritty, organic grooves with enthusiasm. Q Magazine, meanwhile, before it was cool to go out quay-bashing, gave the album 4 out of 5 stars, describing it as a funky and beautiful record, a contender for Best British Soul Album of the 90s, and frankly better than anything Stevie Wonder has made since Hotter Than July. No, 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 we're too young to die, too young to die, so many people. BBC Music themselves said that it laid the foundations for an acid jazz sound that the band would continue to build upon for the next decade and a half. And it is really interesting to look back at the occasionally cod funk lyrics and rambles down cliché cul-de-sacs where Kay was able to call women sexy ladies and say things like you blow my mind and no more wars, and yet somehow these rather crust of the loaf stale sentiments were passed off as fresh and familiar and in no way clanging. Time to Die was, as we've mentioned, released in March 1993 by Sony Soho Square as the second single from their debut studio album, Emergency on Planet Earth. It was written by lead singer Jason Kay and Toby Smith, and produced by Kay. The original version of the track runs at a patient's testing whopping 10 minutes 18 seconds. However, both the single and album versions were cut, running at 3 minutes 22 and 6 minutes 5, respectively.
Cause here I am, presuming that nobody wants a war. There's so many people praying just to find out if they stand. But lately, stealing governments and disillusioned leaders. So full of empty promises.
Commercially, Too Young to Die peaked at number 10 on the UK singles chart, reaching the top 50 in France, Ireland, the Netherlands, Sweden, and Switzerland. And its music video was directed by Wiz. JK places the success of this song squarely on the shoulders of the listening public, not the record label, Sony, or the media. He told the Melody Maker, "The point is that Jamiroquai isn't a record company product. It's people power that has put Too Young to Die in the top 20, speaking of the success at the time. That's why I'm not bothered about the media attention we're getting now. I know we can live up to it. If we couldn't, I'd be shitting my pants." Following the release of Too Young, Jamiroquai would go on to enjoy even bigger success with Space Cowboy, Virtual Insanity, Cosmic Girl, itself a song too, by the way, Canned Heat, Little L, and Love Philosophy. Not bad for a musician that people only remember for dating Denise Van Outen and driving ridiculously expensive cars. Without this track, all those ones that we've just mentioned, and the further stratospheric career trajectory of Jamiroquai would never have happened. In putting this episode together, we went leafing through some of the suspiciously cheesy, toasty-filled club nights we attended back in Plymouth and Bristol. We were on Stereogum, oldtimermusic.com, some archive Melody Maker issues, songfacts.com, wiki, genius.com, and again, some of the sites that nick all their stuff from the ones that we've just mentioned. As ever, thanks for having listened to Song 2. Drop us a review, a recommend, hit subscribe, and above all, have a think about whether you agree with this Song 2 thing or not. Song 2 is researched, written, voiced, edited, and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio. Cheers.